Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, Eastern Sierra. I'm Seth Connors, and you're listening to Eastern Sierra Now Sports Daily. In Little League Baseball news, Division 51 North champion Bishop will look to the South this evening. Fresh off their two-game sweep of Ridgecrest this past weekend to claim that honor, the North champ will await the outcome of the D51 South tourney, which is currently underway. Heavily favored Quartz Hill will have a chance tonight to take the South title, but they'll have to beat American Indian, who they beat handily by a score of 20-1 on Monday, before they can wear the crown. If American Indian can pull off the upset, the two will meet again tomorrow, with the winner advancing to play Bishop for the overall Division 51 title. As I mentioned in my previous broadcast, that three-game series will take place in Bishop on July 5, 6, and 7. In the 10U division, it's a four-team affair, with Quartz Hill sending two teams to take on Bishop and West Lancaster. That tournament will take place in Quartz Hill July 8th through the 12th. And in the 12U division, again hosting is Quartz Hill. Bishop looked good in a doubleheader scrimmage back on June 17th. Jasper Barnes, Dallas Kaufman, and Dominic Barlow all homered as Bishop rolled in the first game 21-2 over the visiting Ridgecrest. Game 2 was much closer, with 8th and Sarabia from Ridgecrest throwing strikes all game. Ridgecrest led for most of the game, but in the end, with Dominic Barlow and Austin Taylor on 2nd and 3rd, Rylan Salk was able to erase a 5-4 deficit with a walk-off hit in the bottom of the 6th to give Bishop the win by a score of 6-5. Bishop will play in Quartz Hill for the D51 title. That tourney runs from July 6th through the 12th if needed. In the big leagues, the Dodgers look to be heating up. After a shaky first half of the month, the Dodgers have now won 5 of 6 and got some good news regarding the return of stud lefty Julio Urias. His return is upon us. He'll start for the Dodgers this Saturday in Kansas City after missing nearly 6 weeks with a sore hammy. Clayton Kershaw took the mound last night for the Dodgers, and as he's been all month, he was in command from the outset. Kershaw needed just 79 pitches to cruise through 6 innings. Kershaw gave up no runs on 1 hit as the Dodgers beat the Rockies by a score of 5-0 in the series opener. Overall, Kershaw's been one of the best pitchers in baseball this year. He now leads the National League with 10 wins to go with a nifty 2.55 ERA. The Dodgers will take on the Rockies again tonight for game 2 of their 3-game set. Rookie Emmett Sheehan will toe the rubber for the Dodgers. He'll take on Chase Anderson for the Rockies. First pitch is at 5:40. And that's a look at sports on Eastern Sierra Now Sports Daily. I'm Seth Connors. Thanks for listening.